nemesis, but representing Singapore, Yip Pin Chu, the reigning Paralympic champion, the reigning world champion, the current world record holder, and the flag of Singapore is very proudly being displayed by technical officials, fellow Singapore team members. 20709. There are only a couple of swimmers that have gone below 230. And Yip, a 207 PB, which happens to be the world record. She's just set herself apart in this discipline, in this event. One of the most dominant swimmers of not just this generation, but of any generation. I'm very proud to represent Singapore, whose swimming status has improved so dramatically over the last decade in both Paralympic and Olympic swimming. So a plunge into the pool. The pool is 5 meters deep here at the Tokyo Aquatic Center, 50 meter pool. Padded on either end, the touch pads that register the athlete having reached on either side of the wall. Just waiting for all the swimmers to get into their positions. Starting the backstroke. Again with the assistants, Adami Michainova, Yamada, Yip, Fang, Prochida, Ramirez, and Ildem. Ildem, the only S1 swimmer in this race. Now, looking to live up to expectation, watch out for Yip going in lane 4.
And here she goes. One thing that really separates Yip from the rest of the field, it's really two things. One is her stroke rate. She's just pulling so much faster than anyone else in this heat right now. And so even though, you know, she was behind at the start, it doesn't really take her that long to make up a lot of ground. The other thing that she's doing in comparison to the other swimmers is she's rotating her shoulders. That is critical in the backstroke, and it helps to reduce drag whenever your arm goes into the water. And it also means that, you know, it increases the speed of her stroke rate. So here she is again. She's going down. I think really with Yip, the question is not whether or not she's going to win. It's whether or not she's going to break her own world record.
Yeah. And that's fair enough to say. I mean, she was classified initially as an S4, and she was winning. She was classified as an S3, she was winning. She's classified as an S2, and she has been so absolutely dominant and incredible stroke that she's gotten, as you say. Just seemingly an abundance of energy that she's able to produce. It's Yamada, though, who is closest to her and very much hoping to secure a first medal in the pool for Japan, the host nation. Fung, silver medalist in Rio, is touched just outside the top three. Third was Michainova of RPC going in lane 2. But very close for the bronze medal currently between three swimmers. It's indeed Michainova, Ramirez, and Fang.
And Yamada is actually, she's hanging in there with Yip. I mean, she looks really good right now. There's really no one else after the second place position that's close to these two. Now you see Yip starting to pull away and extend her lead. She's relying on her arms entirely. You can also see that even though she doesn't really have control over her hands, she is able to pull water and control her stroke underneath. With these swimmers, you generate speed, it's underwater. So you want a fast turnover, and if possible, you don't want to just be, you know, your arm shouldn't just be there for the ride.
And certainly not just there for the ride. She's going to come to the wall. It's outside of her own world record time, but yet again, she is a gold medalist in a major international tournament. She is a champion once more at the Paralympic Games, and Yamada does claim Japan's first medal in the pool, and I can tell you that all the Japanese technical officials around us here are on their feet and applauding. Who's going to claim bronze, though? It is Ramirez, remarkably, who has managed to come back. She was fifth at the wall, sixth, in fact, has managed to come back brilliantly to go beyond Fang, to go beyond Michainova among them. and claim a spectacular bronze medal for Mexico going in lane 7. Well, that was just a fantastic swim from the Mexican for Yamada, superb. But for Yip, the champion, flag bearer at the opening ceremony of the Rio 2016 Games, much was expected of her, and indeed she delivered. And has delivered once again. Yip of Singapore is a champion again, and another global gold to go with her so incredible a collection. The trophy cabinet that continues to grow. There's the third.